Hello, hello, everyone. How are you doing? It's your girl, the Goddess Queen. We are here for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. Today, actually, what we are going to talk about is you. Oh, one of my favorite topics. We are going to talk about you. See, there are tons of people out there right now that are being called into action, that are being called to fight. Our ninjas, our warriors, our conquerors, you all are being called to the forefront, all right? You are being called to accept your greatness. You are being called to understand what it is that you are supposed to be and what you're supposed to do in this world. Step out on faith and just go and achieve your goals and conquer your mission. And your mission is simple. To help as many people as you can. Now, everybody's mission is different. Everybody's mission has different levels and different parts of the story. But what I'm talking to you about today is the fact that it's time. It's time for you to get up. It is time for you to start moving. It is time for you to let go of all the things that have been holding you back and keeping you from growth. It is time to let go of all the generational problems you feel like you have from your family. It's time to let go of all the things that you've developed within yourself that stop you from being the person that you want to be. It's time for you to start building up your foundation of success. So let's talk about what a foundation of success is, right? Because in life, we talk about a full-around experience, an all-around trifecta, right? So when we talk about holistic experiences and living in abundance here, we talk about a full 360 experience in your life. Because at the end of the day, you want to be a 360 being, okay? You want to make sure that you have all levels of your main experiences covered. That's our mind, that's our body, physical, and our soul, our spirit, okay? So you have to have all those things aligned, right, to get yourselves at the right vibrational level, okay, where you're just spitting out graciousness at all points and times. So with that being said, you've got to get yourself aligned to where you even understand and know what that is. When you are a person that is meant to make changes in this world, right, you are meant to disrupt the timeline. And let me say that one more time. And I'm going to say it a little differently. There are certain people in this world that are meant to disrupt the timeline. There are certain people that are meant to make extreme changes in our world, our society, how we do it and how we move and how we think. These people are influential to the everyday flow of our whole consciousness because of how important they are to the timeline. And that's you, is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you have been given something that has been downloaded into you. You don't know why, you don't know for what reason, but for whatever reason it is, you know that everything in your heart is telling you that you've got to be the best at whatever this is. You need to do it, and you need to do it to 150,000% because there's somebody out there waiting for you to do it. You get this fire and burning sensation in your soul and in your body when you get yourself aligned and you're doing what you love. You are the person that everybody looks at when it comes to something or doing something or moving forth in a certain area. They come to you and they look at you in awe or in woe sometimes and in disbelief of the amazing things that you're doing. This is because you are amazing. You are important. But let's talk about the reason why. You're a light. There are only a few people in this world who actually can achieve being lights. Okay. Now, what it is they are the lights to our darkness and paths and seas of darkness. They are the light that is shown to guide our way towards the success or let's say, you know, the consciousness that we need to get to. The God level or the God aspect of levels of things that we should be at within our soul, our God essence that we should all embody. With that being said, there's a climb. There's certain climbs that you got to make with this. There's different levels to this, as they say. there are different parts to this. There's different levels to this. And what part do you want to be on? What part are you at? There's a journey to this thing. First off, you've got to evaluate things. You've got to evaluate yourself, things around you. You have to understand what it means to be conscious in this world, to be unconscious in this world, and the in-between. You have to allow yourself to ask questions and receive answers. You have to allow yourself to understand and know that there is more out here to this world than just you. You have to understand and accept and know that you are meant for greatness, and there is something that you are supposed to do without a shadow of a doubt, and go achieve it and go do it. Now, for some, that might be hard because of not knowing where to start, but that's one of the biggest things about this spiritual journey and about accepting your greatness, accepting your mission. You don't need to know everything about this mission. It is not your job to know all the ins and outs. You're not even supposed to know where you're going. As Christians, we believe that we walk our story. We walk our line. We walk in our truth. We walk in our faith of God. We let God lead our path. If you believe in God, then understand and know that He is leading your path. If you don't believe in God, that is okay. But what I do want you to think about is you need to believe in something. Believing in something is the basis of human existence. Whether your belief in something is that you believe in nothing, your belief in something is our human existence. With that being said, you have got to understand what it means to accept that and walk in your greatness. Now, there are some of you out there right now that are really getting this message, right? Some of you all that the light bulb is going off, but there are some of you all that are meant to do such great things that you have allowed yourself to block people like me and messages like me out because you are too scared within your physical body to make the spiritual leap. And I'm here to tell you that it is no longer time for you to sit by the side and watch. It is time for you to act. You have all the tools that you need to be successful in this world. You just need to do it. You have got to get up. You have got to put your foot on the ground. You have got to say, you know what? No matter what, I'm going to give this my all. Want to know why? What do you have to lose? Think about that right now. In this world that we live in, standing for something, believing in something, that's all you got. And if you have a gift, if you have a story, if you have something that you're supposed to be giving out, who are you to deprive the world of that? You never know. You could be the missing piece, the missing link. You could be what's needed. And that's what it is. One of the biggest things that I love to think about is that we as humans have learned nothing. Within the past 20 to 30 years of my, to the 30 years of my existence, we have learned more as human beings about our bodies, our world, and the solar system than we have ever known in the whole existence of humans. Why is that? Now, some will say because of the internet, because of technology, because this is the most advanced we've ever been. But is it? And because there are things that ancient cultures could do that we can't even fathom our mind to be able to do. But because we have access to something that they didn't have access to and others don't understand, we are seen as the most advanced, but is that true? They had a full 360 body experience back then. They used their mind, their body, their soul, and their spirit, if we want to be real. So with that being said, they're vibrating on a whole different level than we are. And with that being said, we already know that there are already a lot of different things, beings, entities that were being brought around that time to the earth. So that's a lot to think about in regards to this time too, if you want to take it a little bit deeper. Let's look at the different species. There are about, I'm going to say 11 to 14 different species of humans that have existed in our world. We are the last version, and we have only been around for a couple hundred years. Wow. Well, a couple hundred thousand. Well, let's say a couple thousand years, if I'm not mistaken. Excuse me. This is about a couple hundred. I think it's a thousand. But I think it's about a thousand and something. So, our type of humans have only been around for that long. So, this type of human has not been around that long. There is so much more that we have to do. So many more advances to be made. Let's talk about advancements to be made. By 2030, there are tons of things that are going to change for us. For example, robots are being introduced into our homes, into our everyday lives. By 2030, there should be a robot in every home. What does that mean? What does that mean? You better be right with your soul and be right with whatever God you believe in. Because at the end of the day, once this rollout starts coming, things are going to get real interesting real fast. Because one of the next things in our growth is that we're trying to advance the human body so that we can last longer. Now, it's not even about living forever. It's literally about allowing the human body to be able to thrive somewhere other than Earth. See, here's something that's interesting as well about us humans. This version of human that we've evolved into has evolved to only be able to exist in Earth's atmosphere. So anytime we are outside of Earth's atmosphere, this human body does not do too well. With that being said, the advancements to technology, many want to move into transhumanism. And that's what our next actual podcast is going to be about. So stay tuned for next episode, because we're going to talk a little bit more about transhumanism and what that means. But they want to move into evolving us as a human species to the next human, to the next level. Now, there's a lot to that. We're talking about life advancements and places to go. The opportunities are endless. We are waiting on you to be great. There is somebody that needs you to be you so that they can be the person that they're supposed to be. So just be great. Be that light that shines in the darkness. Do you, because what do you have to lose? You ain't got nothing now. You ain't got nothing now. So taking the step to do something, to really make a change in your life. What are you doing? Risking the opportunity of success? Ugh. Let's risk the opportunity of success then. I challenge you this week. Write down something. Write down a dream of yours. Grab a piece of paper and write down a dream. If you could think of one thing that you could do that you would love every day of your life, that would make you happy, we'll be able to give back to the world and be able to make a mark in our society. What would that be? Why would that be? Always remember that you are amazing. You are the basis and you are strong. I thank you all for joining me today. Stay focused. Stay guided. Namaste. Ashe. Amen.